Saren woke to the rattle of the trade house shutters and the groan of old wood settling above her. Night still clung to the corridors, but lanterns already burned below. Her father's habit, as if light itself could bargain with the dark. She rose, barefoot on cold planks, and descended the stairs.
4 crates, her father snapped from the ledger room. Not 3. Who counts by memory alone? Madness!
She rounded the corner. He didn't look up.
You're up early, he said.
You said the Northmen were sending a runner.
Rumor only, he muttered. The Dominion's tightening the roads.
The word Dominion landed like a weight. Later, alone in the attic, Saren knelt before the hearth. Behind a loose stone lay the relic her mother had sworn protected her. The Founding Scroll. Useless, unreadable, forgotten. Until now. When she unwrapped it, the parchment shifted. Runes twisted when she stared straight at them. Blue, gold, and something pale as lightning behind closed eyes. The air smelled of smoke and iron.
What are you?
The scroll pulsed. Rule or be ruled. Her hand hovered. Fear screamed at her to stop. Saren did not believe in fate, but she believed in decisions. She pressed her palm to the glyph. Fire erupted up her arm. Blue flame carved into flesh and bone, ripping the breath from her lungs as the oath burned itself into her. Images flooded her mind. Wagons shattered on a blackened plain. Banners torn to ash. A man with molten gold eyes smiling as the world bent around him. Corvus. She screamed, but the fire swallowed the sound. Then silence. The scroll lay still. New words burned across its surface. Oath accepted. Bearer, Saren. Bond, unbreakable. She stared at the sigil scorched into her wrist, heart hammering. Below her, Ember City slept, unaware that something ancient had just awakened. Saren closed her hand into a fist. Nothing would ever be the same.